Hi, everyone. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you so much for joining me today. You all have to forgive me at the beginning of this episode. I'm still kind of coming off of a really bad, I guess you could call it cold, even though I had the flu for a while. So I sound a little bit, my voice sounds a little bit scratchy, but I'm doing my best to keep it clear during this episode. So this week, I wanted to talk to you about this whole concept of ascension. And I think for most of us in, I guess you could say, the New Thought, New Age community, you've kind of seen this word thrown around quite a bit, and it's circulated. And I think that for most of us, we have a basic understanding of what that's supposed to be, or maybe we don't. And I wanted to talk to you about this today because even I have some confusion about ascension, but I also wanted to share with you what I've gotten from my guides about ascension in the past, and some of the, consequences, but the aftermath, the effects of quote unquote ascending, and what that might look like for you. So let's talk about what is ascension exactly. So for me, from my own understanding, I believe that ascension essentially is evolving into, we can say, a higher consciousness, expanding your consciousness. Now, does this mean that all of a sudden, one day, you quote unquote woke up and you're aware of everything, of the truth, whatever that may be? I don't think so. I don't think it happens to us on a specific date and then all of a sudden we're completely transformed into this all-knowing being. I think that that's completely false, in my opinion. I think that the ascension process is a process, and I think it's a life process. You might see on some websites that it's triggered by a certain event in your life, and that could be so. However, I don't know that this awakening is, yes, that it happens on one day and all of a sudden, boom, you're this enlightened being. No, I don't think that's what it is at all. So I want to read to you or share with you some of the things that I found online about what ascension is and what that experience should look like for you, and then my understanding of it. So like I said, I think it's ascension can equate to just an expansion of your awareness, just to have a more of an open perspective in terms of life and why we're here, our purpose, and that the whole process of life is just an evolution. However, some people would have you believe that ascension itself is a total transformation of the self. Like, again, like it's boom, overnight. Like you're all of a sudden this new awakened being, this new light being who has access to all, is all, and is above, let's say, the duality of the world, right? So it's this kind of definition of ascension that I don't like, because I think it presents a really false narrative of the process, but also of life. So when I read online that ascension is like when you wake up to the truth of who you are, I think that that's true. Yes, that you, I don't know if it's this epiphany that you might have, like, I don't know if you wake up one day and say, oh, that's right, I'm a multidimensional being, light being, who is one with God, and you just get it. I'm not sure that that's the case, because I think, again, the ascension is a life process, meaning that we grow through life, through various experiences, learning a number of lessons, and coming to terms with who we really are, and why we're really here, and how to really help people. In some circles, I've read that once you have ascended, so again, it's like this one event that happens on a certain date. Once you've ascended, then all of a sudden, yes, you have the answers to, I guess you could say, everything that you've ever wanted to know, that all of a sudden you're this unconditionally loving being, that you're completely free. And again, that yes, you are above all negativity and above the entire world at large, which I think is just delusional. I don't advocate that kind of definition of ascension. I think that it promotes a lot of BS, to be honest. It almost seems like it's this pinnacle of an identity that we're all trying to reach, which is also just not true, right? So I don't know that I would really say ascension is like that. I've also read online that, and I'm kind of going to read this to you. Ascension allows you to access spiritual, energetic upgrades to rise above the experience, yes, of duality, transcend negativity, and live as an awakened divine being in physical form. That's a lot to unpack. I would say this whole idea of receiving, let's say, codes, light codes of awakening and DNA activations, I've seen this so much. I don't know what to think. I really don't know what to think because I've never had that conversation with my spirit guide at all, because it's never crossed my mind that any of that was happening to me at all. But I have read a lot of people online promote, you know, oh, here's how to ascend, because ascension is essentially synonymous with awakening, which perhaps that's true, perhaps that's not. We could talk about that in a little bit. But receiving codes of awakening and having your DNA activated, I don't know what that means. I wish someone was on here to talk with me about it, because I would like to have a better in-depth understanding of that. Does that mean that if your DNA is activated, that all of a sudden you're this crystallized being who, again, is all powerful, all unconditionally loving, all knowledgeable, wise being? I have no idea what that means at all. I feel like our DNA is activated once we've come into the earth in general. I don't know the limitations of the activation, but all I can say is that I personally don't know if that gives you that, you know, provides you privileges at all while being on earth. So forgive my ignorance about that. So receiving codes like light activation codes and codes of awakening, I don't know about that either. I'm not sure I really get what that means. The only thing I could think that might mean is that once you've been in communication with, let's say, your guides, your angels above, you know, your higher self, your intuition, that maybe you have a bigger perspective on life, that maybe you have a better understanding about your own biases. Maybe you have a little bit more objectivity. That's kind of what I would believe that could possibly mean. But again, I don't know what that looks like here on planet Earth. I don't even know what that looks like beyond planet Earth, but I don't know that this language is helpful for people who are trying to come to understand who they really are. And that's always, to me, that's always like what ascension means to me. It's like actively seeking out the truth of who you are. And I think that once you kind of step on the path of, you know, seeking, that's your own personal awakening. No one can dictate to you exactly what your own quote unquote awakening looks like. Because yes, to me, awakening is really seeking out the truth of who you are, remembering your own identity, and trusting that, you know, God, whatever you want to call it, is helping you with that, right? Now, I think everybody, again, is under the assumption that once you're awakened, you're this illumined being, right? You know, with no limitations, and that what's happening on planet Earth doesn't affect you at all, which, again, is just totally wrong, right? We're all here to help in some capacity. We've all been gifted with something to help the world move forward, to help it evolve. And that's the other, I think that's one of the things that we should try to look at when we think about ascending. It's also evolution. And yes, it's evolution of consciousness, but I also feel like it should be evolution of your actions as well, right? Because staying, you know, in your own little bubble, meditating, doesn't necessarily help move humanity forward. It doesn't, you know, move the soul of humanity forward, the consciousness of humanity forward. Yes, it may afford you vision. It may afford you peace of mind temporarily. And maybe permanently, I'm not quite sure. Everybody's journey is different. But I think that getting out of your bubble and helping other people, not telling them what to do, not dictating the actions of another person, but helping them in the way that you're best here to serve, is a more fruitful, I guess, endeavor. So what else did I want to talk to you guys about in terms of, oh, ascension? Yes. So again, I read that ascension is a total transformation, right? That all of a sudden you're aligned with divine love, and you have an awareness of just the entire, I guess you could say, spiritual, physical, mental plane, etc. So it's almost like you become one with the divine. And I would love to converse with people about what that means. I'm not sure that anybody can tell you how to become one with God. I don't know that there's a step-by-step process that teaches you, here's the way, you know, to meet God, become friends with God, and become one with God. I think that, again, that that's really foolish, and to me sets up a lot of red flags. So again, you have to use your intuition with some of these things. When people try to sell you a package deal, like, again, if you know, if you take my class for $199, I'm going to connect you to God or what have you, it's silly and a little bit scary, right? So I don't know that ascension itself means that you all of a sudden are one with God. I don't know that it's a total transformation of the self, but I do think some of the things that I read are true about what ascension is, because I do think it is a evolution into higher consciousness. And again, the word higher implies more superior, like superior and better. And that's not what I am trying to say at all. I think that a change in perspective, a shift in thinking, a major shift in thinking, to me equates to what ascension is. Now, again, is ascension awakening? Is it a spiritual awakening implicit within the definition? Perhaps, yes, I think so. Because the way I've had it presented to me from my guide, he was like, you know, you're starting to remember. He was like, you intentionally, when you came here onto this earth, you had all, you know, you had your memories from previous lives have been wiped, right, for many purposes here. But it's not all of a sudden. You know, there's been an inner questioning for quite some time about my reality, about life in general, about why we're here. And that inner questioning and being on the path of seeking has triggered something within me, and an evolution is occurring, not like it occurred overnight, again, because we're constantly evolving, we're constantly changing. And that's kind of the way my guide has explained to me this ascension process. Not that whole 2012 BS where the Mayan calendar said that all of a sudden we're, you know, where there's ascension and, you know, we're, I don't know, wearing Nikes, drinking the Kool-Aid and going to, I don't know, on the Hale, what is it? The Hale Bob Comet, whatever, that crazy stuff. But that's kind of the way it was explained to me. And if you read online again, you're going to see multiple definitions. Like, for example, if you've quote unquote ascended, then you're going to receive all these downloads from above, right? And what I don't like about some of these definitions is that they're very exclusive. So only a certain portion of the population is ascended enough, is high enough to receive. And I also don't like that because that sounds very, what's the word? I was going to say religious to me, and to a certain extent. It's very, very, it's this little club that not everybody's invited to. And again, depending upon your definition of what is divine, perhaps you might believe that. And perhaps for me, because I don't believe that, I don't believe in like separation from God, as an example. Therefore, I don't really believe that only a certain part of the population is endowed with so-called downloads, which again, I'm very skeptical about some of that language. Okay. Anyway. So in terms of, let's say, spiritual ascension, some people would say that ascension itself is, you can equate it to having a dark night of the soul. And something like that, I would say, a definition like that, I actually would support, because I think people who go through major, who are forced, when some huge life event happens, whether it's an illness, a death in the family, you lose everything, your finances, something, you know, some sort of traumatic event, I feel like those dark nights of the soul forces you into thinking about things, obviously, right? But it might have you change the way you look at life drastically. There could be some sort of epiphany that does shift your thinking. Now, even though it does that, it doesn't necessarily mean that that thought that you have during the dark night of the soul is gonna stay with you the whole, you know, for the rest of your life. You might just eschew it and then go back to the old you, right? Or you might sink further into depression, whatever your response might be. But I do think for some people, yes, that a spiritual quote-unquote ascension can be, I guess you can say, triggered by some sort of shocking event, and or the dark night of the soul, which forces you to evaluate how you see life. Now, does that mean that you're all of a sudden this huge enlightened being? I don't know. I don't like to use the word enlightened so much, because it's almost implied that you're above everybody else. And I'm not of that belief. I'm of the belief that everybody is equal, period. And it, you know, no matter what your job is, no matter where you're from, no matter what sex you are, no matter anything, it doesn't matter. So what else did I want to add here? Okay. So some people say, because I have done some research on this, some people say that when you're ascending, that all of a sudden you're going to have like this new personality, new mind, your soul is awakened. It's like, again, some sort of overnight change in who you are. And I just don't believe people change that quickly. I think that we're all indoctrinated into a way of believing, and we carry that with us through life until something forces us, either an event, a situation, I'm not sure, an inner, I guess you could say, journey for truth and understanding of who you are, kind of helps us to, you know, to change our perspective just about life. And with that, I think once you're kind of like on that path, if you will, that's when I think you might have little experiences that might seem, I guess you can call them weird, might seem a little bit scary. There might be things put in your path deliberately to help you come to terms really with what you've been seeking, right? Maybe it helps you find those answers. So I'm not really sure, but I'm gonna, you know, a lot of this is really open to interpretation and definition, like for yourself. I'm just trying to present information that I've read to you. So number one, let me just say, don't be fooled by people who can tell you that all of a sudden, you know, who will tell you, excuse me, that, oh, you're ascending now, meditate with me, I'm going to teach you to ascend, you know, to whatever planet, place, and now you're an unconditionally loving being. No, that sounds like a cult. It sounds like a cult. We are having a human experience here, okay? So don't buy into the BS. A lot of people, you know, are greedy and power hungry and still have those emotions and feelings, okay? So they are open to wanting to subject you to their power and take your money. So just keep your mind open about that, all right? So I want to tell you my experiences personally about quote-unquote ascension. Now, I don't know if this is the proper definition, but again, I'm going to tell you what I went through. So after I have done a lot of researching, a lot of reading, I read a lot about, you know, life after death, like a Christian perspective of it, because that's how I was raised, about hellfire, brimstone, all that crap, which I totally believed in for so long. I read a lot about God, Jesus, of course, and a lot of other things too. Well, a lot of things didn't make sense to me. And I got to the point where I was, you know, praying for understanding for my own self, because obviously, yes, through in life you go through really, hardships and difficulties, and makes you really question why you're here. And the more I questioned, the more I prayed for guidance. You know, I had people come in my path and, you know, give me little books here and there. I would see things on TV. I would overhear little conversations, and it was like the universe was all trying to point things out to me that I didn't get before, right? Now, they'll help you, but it's your job to listen and take the next steps, okay? If you don't do that, then it's on you. You have free will. You can say no. But for myself, I did say yes. And every little crumb that was thrown my way, I would completely devour it. Now, by this time in my life, I was meditating heavily, and I had met my guide and all that great stuff. And then something happened. I go into greater detail in my book. I started to feel symptoms, if you will. I started to get sick quite often, and I'm not someone who's really prone to getting sick that often. And I started having the flu. I was having the flu every month for months, and I didn't know what was happening to me. I thought I was going crazy. So it would be like a 2 to 3 day flu, and that's it. I would have a really high fever for a couple days, and then it would go away. And the next month it was happening, and then it would go away. And then the next month. Now, I don't know why that was happening at the time. At the time I was like, what am I? Am I just like weak all of a sudden? And I remember finally sitting down once I was like better, and I asked my spirit guide, what the hell's happening to me? What the hell's happening? I mean, is there something in the house? Is it filthy? Like, is it people that I know who are really sick? And the first word I heard, and it was the first time I had ever heard, was my guide, he was like, you're ascending. And I said, ascending where? Where am I going? And he was like, no, you're ascending. He was like, you're ascending into higher consciousness. It's like your mind is more awake than it was before. You've allowed it to be. And he said, and remember, changes from within always cause changes without, on the outside. I'll never forget him telling me that, because I still have a lot of questions for him about it. He's no longer in my cool guide group, which is still depressing to me, but he told me that. He was like, all of the inner changes that you've been making, all of the meditative practices, all the studying, all the praying, all of the helping, all of that crap that you've been doing for months and months and months and months and months has caused things to be, is causing you to ascend. Not in the sense, again, that you're more superior than other people. Not that you have a line that nobody else has to God. That's not at all what they were saying. They're saying that you've expanded your awareness. But what's interesting to me was like, well, what does that even have to do with me getting sick? I don't understand. That's something I still don't know that I understand. And he told me, he was like, the higher you go in consciousness, the more sick you're going to get. And I was like, what? This makes no sense to me. This is a horrible joke on the human race. So I was like, what kind of, BS is this? And he said, don't worry. You don't need to go to a doctor. He was like, you're going to have to, deal with it for a couple days and it'll go away. Now this, I looked this up online because I was not getting like the answers that I wanted. And if you look online, you'll find, what is it called? Ascension symptoms, or quote unquote, vibrational flu. I didn't even know it was a thing. Okay. I didn't even know. And what was online was exactly what I had been experiencing, feeling like you had the flu, the chills, dizziness, disorientation, super high fever, like just constantly, which is so weird to me because people have been experiencing this because your vibration is rising. Your inner vibration is getting higher. To me, what that means is that, yes, your ability to access higher realms, higher states of being, more knowledge, if you will, is affecting your body. It's affecting your system. And I still have a lot of questions about this process because it has been years since I've had that experience, but I'll never forget it because it was happening so much. I just wanted to throw in the towel. I didn't know what was really happening to me. Why does that happen? So again, as I stated earlier, when you read online, some people will tell you that all of a sudden, once you've ascended, you have these downloads of information, that your DNA changes to a certain extent, that you receive these codes of awakening or what have you. And like I said, I don't know that I believe that, but that's what some people are saying. When you have this change in frequency, when you have a higher vibration, that it's because some of these things are happening. Again, I don't know if I believe it. You guys, I have to be honest. I don't really know, but I do know what I can tell you is that I have had a lot of physical effects because of this expansion in my awareness. If that's probably the best way I can put that in terms of ascending. Do I think that all of a sudden I'm one with God? I think that's not even a good question because we're all one with God. But having a consciousness of that every day with everything that we're doing, absolutely not. No, I don't think it. because we're still human and we go through stuff every day, right? We might be evolved in terms of having, maybe in an intellectual sense, but boots on the ground, applying some of the principles, these spiritual principles that we're learning, a lot of us are not really good at that, unfortunately. So what else did I want to tell you? Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you some other things that kind of happened to me during that time. And this was like 5 years ago. So at the time I started getting the flu like every month, I also had a couple of other strange events happen. So this is when I was meditating for hours a day and I was having some really kick-ass experiences. I can't even lie. It's like at the beginning of this journey, your guides and everybody is so invested in you, like really putting in the time and energy that they're going to do whatever they can to help you forward. And mine did. Oh my God. Like if I could give them all gold medals, I totally would because I can't even imagine everything that they have had to do to get me to this point where I am right now. And even then, I still have a lot, a long way to go. So as I was getting the flu, I was also having some really strange experiences. At the time, I was writing my dissertation, which means I was spending a lot of time on the freaking laptop typing. So I would meditate in the morning. It's like I would go for a run, come home, meditate for like an hour and a half, talk to my guides and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I got to sit down and write my, you know, write 20 pages today. And when I sat down one day to write, I touched my laptop and all of a sudden, and I know no one is going to believe this, but I'm going to tell these stories anyway. All of a sudden, smoke started coming out of the laptop and I was freaking out because I was thinking, oh my God, I lost another laptop because I have a tendency to buy really crap laptops apparently. And I stopped touching it. Like I took my hand off and I closed it down. And I was like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. Like my laptop might be broken. So I left it like on the table for some time. The next day, I had to blow dry my hair. So I just washed my hair. And so when I plugged in when I plugged it into the wall and turned it on, you guys, these huge flames like shot out of my hair blow dryer. And I screamed. I was like, what's going on? Everything that I was touching that was electrical was dying upon touch. And I know that sounds so fantastic that it is unbelievable. And I totally understand if you're rolling your eyes and you think I'm lying, I get it. But let me tell you, these things happened. And I was so freaked out. I was freaked out because number one, I did not have the money to replace anything. But number two, I knew something was happening. And so finally, I was like, okay, spirit guides. I was like, hey, you got to help me out. What's happening to me? And I just kept hearing the word ascension, ascension. So, it's so hard because, in these podcasts, it's like I want to give you direct answers to things, but I can't because I don't know the answers to a lot of things. But what I can tell you for sure is that through the ascension process, and I think this is through the evolution of your consciousness and the expansion of your awareness, that your vibration does change, and that triggers things in your body. And whether you have the flu, aches and pains, dizziness, or when you are, I don't know, like touching things and upon contact, they die or they smoke up or light up or whatever, that transformation is occurring. I do not think it's a total transformation of the self overnight. I think that that's crap. But I do think there is some sort of inner shift that happens. I can't say that ascension has fully changed me. I feel like I'm still the same person. However, I may have more knowledge, but that doesn't mean that my personality has completely changed at all. It doesn't mean that I'm a saint all of a sudden. Absolutely not. There are some hard lessons I still haven't learned here. So I don't want people to be misled. That's always my biggest concern as well. And I always advocate that you seek out truth for yourself. Certain things will resonate and certain things won't. And that's why you need to be careful of people who think that they can tell you, here's how to be one with God. Here's how to ascend above the earth plane. You know, here's how to expand your consciousness, right? No. No one can really tell you how to do those things. If they're selling it, don't buy it. Your job is to seek for yourself. And once you really step onto that path, trust that the resources will come. Trust that the right people will be there to support you, and they're not going to be about taking your money, okay? So I think that that's very important. And one of the reasons I really wanted to talk about ascension today was because, again, everything is in a process of evolution, even in this planet. And I do think that there's a huge misconception that in the spiritual sense and in the New Age community that there's these expectations that, okay, yeah, I've been meditating. Okay, yeah, I know I talk to my guide, so all of a sudden I'm this spiritually awakened, ascended being. Well, what does that even really mean? Because I do read a lot of people's blogs, I read a lot of books, and I'm really curious about, well, what does that even look like on the ground? It's one thing to, like I said before, like sit in a room and meditate and talk to your guides. But once you leave your place and you have to deal with the real world, what does it mean to be like a fully ascended being? I know, again, I don't equate ascension with enlightenment. I think that enlightenment is a process in shedding things that no longer suit you, forgiving yourself, and shifting your perspective. So I think that all of this is a process, but I don't know that people should buy into this whole idea that ascension really is an overnight transformation of the self, that all of a sudden you've transcended the duality of this world. Remember that everything does serve a purpose. Even the darkness has a purpose here. Otherwise, it could not be here. I don't know that we all can transcend negativity. I think it's part of being human to feel negative emotions and to witness negativity happening on the planet. In terms of ascension equating to having a total awakening, again, that's kind of hard to talk about because I feel like, yes, the dark night of the soul can trigger. It can trigger an awakening of sorts, but it doesn't change who you are overnight. It may put you on the path to seeking, but it's all of a sudden, I'm not going to be a whole new person because all of my beliefs that I've had for 30 some odd years, 40, 50 years, are not going to just be miraculously wiped away. That's not the case, right? Everything takes work. I think that there was something else I kind of wanted to say, but, you know, some people will say, okay, Ascension is awakening, where you finally wake up to the truth, yes, of who you are. You get the perspective of your greater self, and you understand that you are divine. Sure, all of that works. All of that works. Again, this is not something that happens in one day. So I think that in order to quote unquote ascend, it's really a journey of your own inner awakening. It really is. Like, no one can force you into searching for your own truth. You have to do that for yourself. I feel like there was something else about the ascension, but I guess I don't have all the answers today. You guys have to deal with that. But if you're interested in reading anything about ascension, I think there are like a million books on Amazon. You'll probably see 1111 Ascension, something to that effect. You know, I think one of the most important lessons for anyone to have is a lesson of discernment, because there are a lot of people, even in this community, who would try to take advantage of you, who can give you false promises. So you need to discern for yourself what's right and what's wrong, what sounds right and what sounds wrong. And if people are making these glorious promises to you, that's very suspicious to me. All right, everybody. That's all I have today on Ascension. If anybody has any information they want to send me, I would be more than happy to read about it. I've always been very curious about it. There's so much more to be said about ascending. If you read online, you're going to read that people say that your Kundalini energy is awakened and that helps you to ascend. That's a whole other conversation that I cannot start today. All I can say is that through your seeking, through your constant committed seeking, you may notice, you may really, really notice that you might have some physical changes within your body. You might have changes in your sleep pattern, which I did. Some days I could not get out of the bed, and some days I could not sleep. It was so crazy, that time in my life. What was the purpose? That's always my question. Well, what's the purpose of this? And all I kept getting was, because the way you think, and because your beliefs are shifting, it's causing other things to happen. And all I can tell you is that I don't feel, and nor do I ever believe, that I'm better than anybody else. And I don't think anybody else is better than me either. I think we're all equal. But I will say that everybody's experience on the path of awakening is their own. It's not necessarily going to mirror someone else's. It shouldn't, right? You're your own being. You're created for a reason. Therefore, your experiences are going to be a little bit different. Your perspective is going to be different, and that's okay. I don't know that there is a difference between awakening and ascension. I think it is one and the same. But again, if you look online, you'll find what's called vibrational flu, and you can just look up ascension, I believe, and you'll find there is commonality, though, with people who have this experience of the ascension process and going through some very weird physical changes. And I should probably do more in-depth research as well, but I just want to tell you that if you've been having these experiences, they're quite common. I don't know a lot about them, and I didn't seek for more, to be honest. After they kind of stopped, I didn't bother to ask anymore because they had stopped, and I was so happy about it. I was like, thank God, because I could not do it anymore. Know that you're not alone in that process, but also know that even though, you know, while you're going through this, it doesn't mean that you're privy to information that other people aren't. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden you are this enlightened being. Absolutely not. It just means that you're going through this process of your own inner awakening, whatever that might look like for you. All right, everybody. I hope this has been helpful today. I look forward to talking to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.